I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Tuesday, October 29th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. 4 things to know today. The DoD awards Microsoft their cloud business, Johannesburg hacked again, Facebook curated news already under fire, and the U.S. nuclear arsenal finally doesn't use floppies. This is the Business of Tech. On Friday, the Defense Department announced it will award Microsoft a 10-year, $10 billion contract to transform its cloud's computing systems. Amazon had been seen as the frontrunner for the deal for much of the 15-month-long bidding process. Oracle and Google also submitted bids. The intention is to update the Defense Department's technology stack, replacing its complex, decades-old computer networks with one single cloud computing system. Given some of the claims about potential political intervention in the bidding process and the huge financial value of the contract, Amazon could choose to sue the Defense Department. It has just over a week to decide. So why do we care? This is a big deal for Microsoft's efforts in the cloud. They don't report Azure earnings as a specific line item, but this has to be significant. It's also a big endorsement of the cloud in general, as the DoD is not known for taking risks with their technology. Cloud is here. It's not even up for debate anymore with this contract. On Thursday night, the city of Johannesburg shut down its website, e-services, and billing as a result of a network breach which resulted in unauthorized access to city government information systems. Local media reported that hackers demanded ransom, but the city said otherwise. City officials don't know who is behind this latest attack. This is the second time in 3 months the city has been hacked. With a population well above 5 million people, Johannesburg is the biggest city to fall victim to ransomware, and now another unspecified hack. In July, a separate ransomware incident hit the city's power utility company, leaving some residents without power for days. Criminals searching for vulnerable targets and worthwhile paydays have zeroed in on local governments around the globe. In the United States, at least 80 state and local governments have been hit. Why? Mostly because it's hugely profitable, and the attacks are getting more sophisticated. Link in the show notes. Why do we care? The fact ransomware is a thing is still somewhat stunning to me, but it shows the opportunity out there. Assume you're going to be hacked. Now build your plans based on that. Assume you will need to roll back and decide how costly that should be and how quickly you need to do it. That's the opportunity. Facebook has started rolling out a news tab featuring curated stories from outlets it deems high quality and trusted. Among the first publications featured in the tab, along with USA Today and the Wall Street Journal, is Breitbart. Last year, Wikipedia declared Breitbart an unreliable source for citations because the publication has a reputation for publishing inaccurate and incendiary reporting. When asked by New York Times reporter Mark Tracy at Facebook's rollout event about the decision to allow Breitbart, CEO Mark Zuckerberg focused on the site's politics as the reason he's elevating its content, not its reporting. Part of having this be a trusted source is that it needs to have a diversity of views in there, so I think you want to have content that represents different perspectives, he said. Why do we care? Facebook is making decisions that are completely inconsistent. Watching Facebook should be a case study in how not to build trust. There's backlash to their policies on political ads, and what is a generally good move here to have human-curated news contents gets pushed back instantly because of their choices in the way they implement. Learn from their mistakes, everyone. Per multiple media outlets, the U.S. nuclear arsenal is no longer running with floppy disks. The content has now been transferred to solid-state digital storage. It's not super clear why it took the U.S. so long to modernize its system. Apparently, the nuclear info was more secure this way. Storing it on 8-inch floppy disks on systems unconnected to the internet made it less vulnerable to hackers. A 2016 report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office brought attention to the Defense Department's use of floppy disks for nuclear coordination and highlighted a number of federal agencies that use the aging tech, including the Social Security Administration, the Department of the Treasury, and the Department of Commerce. The GAO report warned that using outdated software and hardware poses security risks, especially when the tech's no longer supported by the original vendor and requires maintenance by technicians with highly specialized skill sets. Why do we care? In a world of security risks, there isn't necessarily anything wrong with the right technology for the right job. Paper is secure, as are so-called air-gapped systems, where the tech is not connected to the internet. It's easy to assume this is just government delaying, but when something requires so much security, it's not necessarily a bad thing to take your time to get it right. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa-enabled devices, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot!
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.